This is Talking Clean with Irene, a podcast for anyone like me who wants to kick the toxins out of their life and live a more natural and sustainable lifestyle. Join me as I unpack how to live toxin-free with insights from scientists, doctors, the creators behind those beautiful organic brands we love, and other experts. I'm your host, Irene Falcone. Whenever I hear about someone's toxin-free journey that mirrors my own experience, it actually reminds me that I am never alone. The subject of today's episode is very close to my heart because it is actually one of the very first brands that I ever stocked. And it all started with an absolute light bulb moment, just like mine. Today, I'm speaking to the beautiful Shay Birch, the founder of Black Chicken Remedies, an Aussie-made range of pure, natural skincare, body care, and essential oils, all completely preservative-free. Now, Shay's light bulb moment started 20 years ago when she was experiencing skin and health issues, and then one day she decided to actually look at the ingredients in those soaps, cleansers, and scrubs that she was using, and she knew just then she had to change things. Now, her Aussie-made Black Chicken Remedies range includes dozens of products, and over the years, Shay has become an absolute expert in natural skincare and essential oils. So today, I'm asking Shay all about her beautiful natural skincare range and, of course, her famous Axilla deodorant. Hi, Shay. Thank you so much for coming onto the show.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
I have got so many questions to ask you.
Great.
I'm going to start, though. Obviously, I want to jump straight into the Axilla deodorant story, but I need to refrain myself and focus.
Yes.
And let's go back to the beginning. Can you please tell me why is the brand called Black Chicken Remedies? Where did you come up with that name?
It's a great question. I get asked it a lot. And the story is I actually never started out to create a skincare company. I started out as a hobby and I was studying aromatherapy and I was mixing little blends of essential oils for friends and family who had some sort of ailment, or they had a cold or they had something going on. And I would mix up a blend of essential oils in a little bowl that had a picture of a black chicken on it. And so I would just do that and people would ring me and say, can you come over and bring the black chicken? I've got a cold or whatever. So I was kind of known as the person that would fix things with essential oils. So then when I started the company, I thought I've got to call it Black Chicken Remedies because that's where it started.
But when did you start? What year was? Because I just remember having my blog, and so that was back in 2010, 2011, and you had reached out to me then and I was thinking, wow, I love the look of this brand and I love the name. But you must have launched before then.
Yeah, probably about 2 years before then.
Okay.
And it started, as I said, like a hobby, and I never actually intended for this to happen. So my first product was my Love Your Body Oil, and I created that for myself because I swim every day and I'm an ocean swimmer, so I get dry skin. So I looked at all the ingredients that were in creams and I thought, well, I don't want to put those toxins all over my body. I'm going to make the best body oil that I can make with the best ingredients for myself for my dry skin. And so I formulated this Love Your Body Oil, never thinking that I would start a company. And then people started asking for it. And a friend was wearing it one day when they went into a beauty salon and the lady said, what are you wearing? I need to have that. And she said, it's this body oil my friend makes. So the lady rang me and said, can I order a dozen bottles of that body oil? And that's how the company started because I was like, oh, we're out of stock at the moment, but I'll get back to you. And then, yeah, the rest is history.
Wow. And so that was your first product.
Yes.
And then where did it go from there? What was your second product? And can you talk us through where the range is today?
Yes. So the second product was our Love Your Face Serum. So I then thought, okay, let me get rid of all the toxins in my skincare that I currently use. So I'll just make my own. So I made a Love Your Face Serum. That was the second product. And then I made a complexion polish, which is a powdered exfoliator for the face. And an oil cleanser. So I guess the difference with our range is that it's a very clean range. We don't add water to any product.
No water means no preservatives, right?
Correct. So if you add oil and water together, you then need products to make them mix together, right? Because oil and water don't mix. And then you need antifungals to stop them from growing mold. So basically you've then got a cream that's probably 60% for you and 40% of these extra products that have to be added to make the product work. And I'm like, well, why do I need those extra products, right? Oil on its own does what it needs to do. It's full of plant extracts and all the omegas, and jojoba, for example, is very similar to your own sebum. So why would you need to then add other products to that to make it into a cream? Just use jojoba oil.
It's actually so logical, it blows my mind.
Mm.
Okay, so your entire range is oil-based really, isn't it?
Correct. We make oils, powders, pastes, and we do have floral waters.
Oh, of course.
Yes, as to act as toners.
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
So you can basically have a cleanser, exfoliator, toner, moisturizer, day cream, night cream, body lotion, hair shampoo. I'm not going to mention the deodorant now.
Yes.
Is that everything? Pretty much.
Face masks.
And face masks. So your entire skincare regime from head to toe, you can now do in your range, and it's all completely preservative free and also free of any kind of filler at all.
Correct.
Wow.
Correct. So take the complexion polish, for example. It's a face exfoliator. So you just mix that with the cleanser and you've got your exfoliator. You don't need to have a separate exfoliator. You know what I mean?
I totally do. And actually, I love your exfoliator. I went through this period where my skin was really flaky and really dry. And I actually remember being in the bathrooms at Nourish Life thinking, I've got to do this video. My skin's really flaky. And in the bathroom was one of your travel kits with your exfoliator in there. And I thought, fantastic. So I grabbed that, grabbed some oil. I don't even remember what oil it was. Mixed it in with that, put it all over my face, scrub, 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 rinsed it off, and all my flaky skin was gone. It was like, that was almost how I discovered how good your exfoliator was.
Great. Excellent. Well, we use crushed argan
seeds.
Oh,
is that what's in it?
So, yeah, and some rice powder and some clay. So a lot of other brands would use like a walnut seed extract, which is a lot harder. So ours is very fine and very gentle on the skin.
Does the job though.
Yes, it does.
And it can, if you want to use, just say you want to use it on your elbows or your knees for, you know, fake tanning or whatever, then can you just put more powder and less oil to make it stronger?
Yeah, you can. And you would always, when you're doing your face, you would always do your chest area as well, just to cover it off. And yet, at the back of your hands are very important.
I have to give everybody a quick story on how I discovered your deodorant. So we'd been working together for a while by now, and you had sent me the Axilla deodorant. It was paste. I'd never heard of a deodorant paste before, and honestly, I couldn't have think of anything more gross than sticking my fingers in this pot and putting it under my arm. So you'd sent me this thing, and I felt a little bit bad that I didn't use it, but I threw it in the boot of my car. It was the heat of summer, and I didn't try it. Then we had one of our interns at the time, one of the girls that was blogging for us, and she was a hot yoga fanatic, and she needed some deodorant. So I said, hey, can you try this for me? And she put it on. And I didn't think anything of it. And she came back to work the next day, and all she would talk about was how good your deodorant was. That was the first deodorant paste in Australia, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Okay, so.
And you were my first.
And I was your first person to try it and the first person to stock it. Not the first person to use it, sorry, I regrettably have to say. I did use it after I heard how great it was. Interestingly enough, it was sitting in my hot car for a good month as well, and it still worked.
Yes.
So that goes to how fantastic this is. The deodorant sparked a revolution, would you say?
It did.
You are known best for the Axilla deodorant paste. Everybody, and they just call it the black chicken paste.
Correct.
Even when my son started primary school and I was down at the school, and people recognized me from Facebook and they said, wow, you're the lady that I discovered the black chicken deodorant from. So that is how phenomenal it was. And we were just talking before we turned the podcast on. We were shipping. You were making it by hand, weren't you?
Making it by hand, and you would order it all.
All of it.
All of it.
So. I don't know how you kept up. We would be shipping 2 or 3 thousand
a week.
A week.
Yeah.
Maybe more.
Yeah.
This is back when Nourish Life was quite small.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah. And now we are under 850,000 armpits.
Oh, right. So, I was going to ask you. Yeah, right.
So that shows how far we've come.
850,000. Yes. And people are repeat users, aren't they?
Totally.
Yeah. And so one tub of this paste will last how long?
We've done surveys. Some people say 3 months, some people say 5 months. So it really depends how much you use and how often you use it and if you share it, I guess.
And the cost of this deodorant is?
$18.50.
$18.50 for a tub of deodorant. Yep. Lasts 4 to 5 months. To use it, I think everybody listening knows, but for anyone new, you just put your finger or a paddle pop stick in, pop it under your armpit.
Pea-sized amount under each arm, rub it in like it's a cream and it absorbs and then you don't smell.
Don't do it as soon as you've shaved?
No, do not. We've got a sensitive one that hasn't got bicarb soda in that you can use after shaving.
Okay, so let's talk about that because the discovery of the deodorant paste, whilst was phenomenal, led to the discovery that some people are sensitive to the bicarb and they get a bit of a rash from using it.
Yep.
How many people do you think are sensitive?
I guess looking at how many people buy the sensitive variety, it's probably 75% by the original and 25% by the sensitive. And that means, you know, if you wanted to shave your armpits, you could use the sensitive that day and then the original the next day if you wanted to.
And is it just as effective?
Yeah, it's just as effective.
But it doesn't have bicarb?
Doesn't have bicarb.
All right, what does it use instead?
Magnesium. It's got a diatomaceous earth, different combinations of those things.
Oh, okay. I've actually never used the barrier booster,
Barrier
it's called.
Booster.
Yeah, I've never used it because I just don't need to.
It's called barrier booster because it's got ingredients in it that help build the barrier because that's why you're sensitive. You need to strengthen the barrier. So it's got things like borage seed in it. So that would help to build that barrier.
And for people that do have a reaction to the bicarb or any deodorant and they really want to do that transition from the mainstream to the natural and then they've decided it's all too hard because they might be sensitive. Are you a big believer in the detoxy pits and those sorts of transitional sort of helpers? Do you have a preference?
I do. Like, I think detoxing everything is important, everything in your life. So detoxing your pits is no different. I think that, you know, if you've been wearing a supermarket bought deodorant with aluminium and all those sweat blockers in and you suddenly stop, your body goes, oh, look, I can sweat now and I can, you know, I've got all these toxins. So you do actually have to do a bit of a detox.
What's your recommendation for people wanting to do that, even just at home? Is it just some apple cider vinegar or is it just?
You can use apple cider vinegar. That's the easy one. What I do is we've got a product called a cacao revelation mask. It's a face mask and it detoxes your face. So it draws out impurities from your face. So when I'm doing a face mask, I actually do an armpit detox at the same time. I just put the face mask on. So you're helping your body draw out the impurities that are blocked in there.
Okay, so you could just put some apple cider vinegar in with the mask, pop it under your pits.
Yeah, you could.
Dry it, rinse it off.
Easy, yeah.
Do you need to do that a few times or can you just go straight to the deodorant?
If you're new to deodorant, I would probably do it a couple of times.
And how long do you think for someone that's been using an aluminium-based antiperspirant to move to a deodorant such as yours that sort of absorbs the wetness but doesn't block the sweat? For your underarms to get used to it and not excessively sweat, how long do you think that would take someone? Is it like a 3 or 4 month process?
You know, everybody's body is different. Some people just adapt straight away, but some people can take up to 3 months to just get used to it.
Yeah, because I have to say, I quit mainstream deodorant many years ago. But in the beginning, if I had to go on TV and I did not want sweat marks coming through on my shirt, I would, for just that couple of hours, I would put the bad stuff on and because I couldn't risk it. And then I'd come home and wash it off. Now, if I do a TV appearance, I reach for the axilla and I feel more confident wearing that now and not having the sweat marks or smelling. Hand on heart, your stuff works better than mainstream deodorant for me.
Great.
Do you get that a lot?
Yes, I do. And I think the thing is it's about your body reaching its equilibrium. So your body's probably now it's okay with it all, but before it could have been a bit up and down. For example, using our oil cleanser, it's an oil cleanser. So it's about bringing your body back to homeostasis. So your body's got to get used to it and balance the oil production.
That actually, I don't want to jump from deodorant to cleansers, but that's something that I did want to ask you as well, because the thing that people, I find myself and my customers, it's how do you use an oil cleanser when you've got oily, acne-prone skin?
It's a great question.
Because you're just putting more gunk on your skin. It's going to clog it up more. It's going to give me more blackheads and it's going to break me out more, right?
That's what some people think. But it's actually the opposite because if you think about oil, you've got oil on your face. What's going to dissolve that oil? water's not going to dissolve that oil. Water's going to just bounce off. So you need oil to dissolve the oil, right? There's foaming cleansers and things like that, but they've got all sorts of harsh chemicals in it that actually strip the oil.
Like a nice sodium lauryl sulfate.
Totally.
That'll clean up the oil.
Totally. It will. It'll take all the oil off, but then your body goes, oh my God, there's not enough oil. Let me produce more. So it's a cycle that you get into of just overproducing oil. Then you have oily skin, then you have blackheads, then you have acne. That's the cycle, right? But ours actually balances the sebum production. It's beautiful, smells beautiful, feels beautiful. And at the end of the day, it's like a spa treatment. But it does actually balance the oil production.
So can you just talk us through how you would use an oil cleanser? So just say I've got a face full of makeup, including some mascara, and I generally clean my face in the shower. Mm-hmm. So how would I use it? Okay, great.
So you would just get in the shower, you'd get a face cloth, muslin cloth or a face cloth, warm it, put it over your face to sort of heat the pores, to warm up the pores, and then you'd put some oil cleanser in your hand, you'd rub it onto your face and just massage it in. And it's not a quick process because, like, our products are designed to slow you down because life is really fast, right?
Yeah.
So we're just saying slow down, give your face a massage, breathe in the oils, relax, calm down, the day's over, then you get the cloth again and the makeup comes off. And
do I need to do a second?
You can do. Okay. Some people are a big fan of the double cleanse.
Yeah, I love that, right?
Yeah, so we've got a Balm of Ages product.
Okay.
So it's a balm and I use that for the double cleanse.
So talk me through the double cleanse then.
Yes, yeah, so double cleanse is like a deep, deep cleanse. So you would do the oil cleanse and that takes off the makeup and et cetera, and then you put the balm on and do the same. So you would rub the balm in and it just really hydrates and deeply cleanses, and then when you wipe that off, that pulls even more impurities.
So could I wash my hair, leave it on and then wash it off, or do you?
Totally. The longer you can leave it on, the better.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then extra around the eyes to get rid of the mascara and the panda eyes.
Yep, totally.
Okay, I love it. Yeah, that's really important to know because it's just so hard to wrap your head around how using oil can actually stop your face from making more oil.
Yeah.
Here's the oil. You've got enough.
Yeah.
And don't make me any more from the inside out because that makes me pimply.
Yeah, and I think that the marketing has sort of complicated the whole issue because they tell you that you need all these products, but you actually don't. If you just bring your body back to its sort of normal oil production, you won't have any issues.
And you've got an overnight one too, don't you?
We do.
I just want to touch on that as well because I'm a huge believer in what you put on your skin before bed, and it's you look different when you wake up. So last night I did not put any serums on at all, and I looked in the mirror and I thought, oh, you know. But when I put my serums on, I look in the mirror when I wake up and I think, oh, gosh, I look 25. What's your favourite serum to put on your face before bed?
Well, now that I'm getting a bit older, I'm older than you.
Oh, you look 25 as well.
I won't out
What did you put on last night?
I developed the night serum actually because I am getting older and I needed something more deeply penetrating and more hydrating at night. And so the ingredients in that, with the prickly pear and the meadow foam seed and all of that, is actually really, really hydrating. So that's the go-to night serum for me.
So back to your deodorant.
Yes.
I've just noticed on the website that you have launched a pink one. What's that?
Yes, we have. It's the second year we are doing this. $2 from every jar sold goes to the National Breast Cancer Foundation, who do breast cancer research. They don't get any government funding. And their goal for the company is to have zero deaths by 2030.
Wow. And you did this last year too, right?
This last year. We raised $26,000 last year.
Yeah, fantastic.
That's a lot of deodorant.
That is a lot of deodorant.
Yes. So everyone's got behind it. And this year we're trying to get to 40,000. So we've got a barrier booster as well as the original formula in pink.
Yeah, great. And it's such a great cause. And I think as well, you're encouraging people to feel in that area with their fingers as you're putting the deodorant on.
Totally.
And surely that's all linked and helps as well. So not only are you raising money, but you're also encouraging people to, I guess, be more in touch with their body.
Exactly. For us, it's about raising awareness of that area. The deodorant's called axilla because that is your axilla. That's where the axillary glands are. So that's a really important area. There's about 15 to 30 lymph nodes there. So it's important to keep all sorts of nasty things away from that area, especially endocrine disruptors and aluminium salts and things like that.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. If we're going to avoid putting toxins or questionable ingredients of any kind anywhere on our body, goodness sakes, don't put it under your arms, right?
Number one.
Yeah, I agree. If you're just going to change one thing, change the deodorant.
Totally. Yeah, totally. It's hard to find a natural one that works. So when you do, it's the number one thing.
Yeah, and if it doesn't work straight away, I'm telling you, stick with it because your body does adapt. It is fantastic. It's so easy to use. So my husband's not going to use it because he's like a spray or a stick
guy. We do have a lot of men using it.
I know you have a lot of men using it because I've even read reviews from men. Mm. And I remember back in the day, back in 2011 or 12, remember this a guy did a YouTube video?
Yes, he did, yeah.
Of how to use it with the hairy armpits? Yeah. And that went viral?
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, I remember I remember those days.
Yeah, because that was a question. How do I use it with hairy armpits? It's actually you just let it melt and then rub it in. Easy.
But I don't think men are always so in touch with doing that as women. Do you think that you will bring out a stick or something or an applicator or something?
Well, we've been looking at that. And to be a stick, it has to have some hardness because in summer it does go softer and in winter it goes harder. So it's quite complicated and I don't want to add anything to the product that is not really for you. Like I don't want to add something that's going to have to be there to make the product work.
Mm.
So I just like I'm trying to encourage people to get used to touching their armpits.
I know I've asked you this question a couple of years ago. You said the same thing. All right, we're not making a stick. Yeah. Stick your fingers, use a paddle pop if you want to and just rub it on.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay, that's good to clear that up. Okay, so one thing we haven't spoken about is your nasalettes.
Yes.
Can you talk us through what they are?
Yes.
How many are there, five?
Seven.
Seven. Okay, so let's talk about each one and what they do.
Yes, so the purpose of them, I came up with a range of blends, so seven blends that helped with certain ailments, so whether you had trouble sleeping or had a cold or flu, whatever. So there's seven blends designed to do different things. And you can't really carry your diffuser around with you and, you know, put your diffuser in your bag.
And so you can't shove it up your nose either, can you?
You cannot, no. So I was like, how can I create something that's going to be portable? You can take it anywhere. You can have a little remedy anywhere, anytime. For example, I got a review the other day from a lady who has anxiety when she drives. So she had the Serenity Nasalette, which is designed for that purpose. And she just had it in her pocket. And before she started driving, she just put the nasalette up her nose and inhaled those aromas and she was calm.
Right, that's different to you. Is that the travel one?
No, that's Serenity is to calm.
Yeah, that's mine.
Yeah.
That's the one I need because I hate aeroplanes.
Right.
I prefer to walk anywhere or drive than get on a plane.
Yeah. For flying, I actually use the Respire one because my nasal passages get quite dry when I'm on an international flight. So the Respire, it's like a dummy. I have to have it with me the whole flight.
Yeah, that's for if you get a blocked nose.
Allergies, sinus troubles, all of those.
Would that help with your ears being blocked with the plane
as
well?
Yeah, because it's all connected.
It's all connected. Yeah. Okay, so that's a great one. So you just want both of those when you travel. Well, if you're not scared of flying, then just take the Respire.
Yes, and if you get travel sickness, we've got a Voyage one. So that's got the peppermint and the ginger in it to calm your stomach so that you don't get car sick or seasick or whatever.
Yeah, fantastic. Okay, so that's four.
Mm-hmm. Then we've got Zone. So Zone is to help you focus. So it's for those people who are procrastinators. And this was designed for students, kids that have trouble focusing on their exams and their studies. So Zone is that one.
Okay.
There's a lot of people that you know that procrastinate. It's a great present.
Yeah, right. I don't know about that. That's not me. I'm the opposite.
But it is some people. Then we have Slumber, which is designed to help you sleep. And it's got things like vetiver in it that really take you down to a really sort of, you know, after your day, you're busy, stressed, working, and then you need something to just ground you and bring you down. So Slumber is designed for
that. And how many sniffs up each nostril are you going to need to really go, okay, I'm ready to go to sleep now?
I would take like three deep breaths up each nostril.
Yep.
And it's not just a quick sniff. It's like, let's calm down. Let's just focus. Because our range is about being mindful, about being in the moment. So let's just take three deep breaths up each nostril and then you'll notice a distinct change in your whole mind.
Yeah, that's a much better option than three shots of vodka.
It is. It is.
To get you to sleep.
That's short-term gain, but not long-term gain.
I've stopped drinking now, by the way. I stopped drinking about 6 months ago.
Right.
Not that I used to drink a lot, but I decided that I was having a couple too many wines a week, so I've decided to stop that. So that's great.
Yes.
So I put that up my nose
up
instead.
Your nose at
night.
Yes.
Great. And okay, what else?
And then we've got de-stress. So de-stress is for those sort of really stressful moments, you know, like at work or if there's a crisis in the family or something, de-stress is just a quick thing you can have in your pocket to calm you right down.
But you didn't talk about the other one, my favourite one. Have we talked about my favourite one?
Serenity. Serenity is for calm. De-stress is for, you know, very stressful moments.
No, I was going to say upbeat.
Oh, upbeat. Yes, I'm coming to that.
Oh, okay.
So finally upbeat.
The party. Yeah. This is the party one, right?
It's probably the one you shouldn't have.
That's the one that I have. That is the one that I take the most. Yeah.
So upbeat's like a party.
Yeah.
It gives you energy. Yeah. So instead of like having a coffee at the end of the day to lift you up, you would have upbeat in your pocket and that would just give you a boost.
I absolutely love that. But then I have a bit of addiction to anything that's going to make me energetic. Yeah. So I'll have a couple shots of coffee and then I will have some of that as well.
Right. Okay. That's where you need the slumber at night to calm you down.
That's why I needed all the extra stuff at night to calm me down. Exactly. I need to pace myself. But the nasalets are fantastic. So there's 7 in the range. For anyone that has any of those 7 issues, these are amazing and they're really affordable. How much are they?
They're $19.95 and they're refillable.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah.
So the base comes off.
Yep.
And you can buy the matching blend for $29.95, which will last forever. It's like 9 mils of it. Just put a few extra drops on the cotton thing that's inside and close it up and you're ready to go.
These are like a lifetime supply of either relaxation or upbeat or being calm on a plane.
Yeah, and let's face it, you probably need all of those at some point in your life.
I was just thinking that. Yeah. Just start with investing in 1 or 2 and then build up.
Yeah. And they're great little presents, like at Christmas especially, they're great little presents to just, you know, hand out. $19.95, here, have a good night's sleep.
Yeah, great. And I love all your packaging. It's all beautiful cardboard packaging.
Yes.
So it's all completely recyclable.
Correct.
Shay, thank you so much. That was fantastic. Your range is amazing. Oh, before we go, do you have anything new coming out?
Yes, we do.
Oh.
We are just about to launch Summer Burst, which is a face mist. It's a floral water with neroli water and it's amazing.
And that sounds like something I could keep in the fridge when it's hot.
Keep it in the fridge for when it's hot. You could take it to the beach. You could have it in your office for air conditioning environments where it's drying, all of those things.
And you just spritz it on your face and body.
Spritz it on your face. It's amazing. Which we actually launched a 15 mil trial sample last summer and it was such a hit that we thought, well, for this summer we're going to go the 100 mil bottle.
Fantastic. I'll take 10,000 right now, ship them over.
Yeah, I've got a sample for you right
now. Cannot wait to try it. Thank you again, Shay.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye. Thanks for listening. This podcast is produced by Nourished Life, Australia's home of toxin-free shopping. To learn more and get all the show notes, visit us at nourishedlife.com.au. If you have any feedback about the show, you can reach me on Facebook or Instagram at Nourished Life, which is all one word. Don't forget to subscribe to Talking Clean with Irene in your podcast app. And finally, if you like what you hear, please give me a 5-star review. It really helps other people to find the show. I'm your host, Irene Falcone, and I'll speak to you next time.